Awakened Living Infusion radio show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck, are experiencing health concerns, or are just curious about ways to improve your life, this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. I'd like to start off today in a little bit different style. I'm going to begin by asking you a question. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to think about it, but right off the top of your head, I invite you to list off the names of the most important people in your life. I'll wait. You got it? Okay then. The most important people in your life. Did you put yourself at the top of your own list? Were you even on your own list? For most of us, that would be a no. And now we have a place to begin. You know, Michelle, so many of us in general are other-directed. We completely overlook our own happiness and self-love. And if I had asked people to think about ways in which they love and nurture the people that they named, they probably wouldn't have had a problem. And yet, if I ask people to think about the ways that they love themselves, it's so easy for us to not be able to do that.
We're usually so outwardly directed, it's so much easier to take care of someone else or right. To see the value there.
Absolutely. We are nurturers most of the time, right? What is self-love? You know, that's not something we talk about a whole lot. As children, we're taught not to brag, not to really put ourselves first. We put others first, and it continues. But I really believe that this lack of self-love is one of the issues surrounding our current mental health crisis. And to me, yes, it is that important.
I agree.
When I think about self-love, one of the strongest feelings that comes to mind is compassion. And the second is cherish. And both are necessary in any loving relationship that we have with ourselves or with others. And yet, the relationship we have with ourselves is the most important one that we will ever have. And self-love is all about compassion. It's the unconditional support, self-care, and compassion that you give yourself that translates into the good health care practices that we always talk about, the self-esteem, well-being, happiness, and balance in all areas of our life. Self-love is also being gentle with yourself, knowing and understanding that you're doing the best that you can in any given moment with the information that you have at the time. And our best grows and changes as we mature and experience more in life. And it also changes from moment to moment when we're feeling sick or when we're feeling well, when we feel on top of our game, or when we're getting the flu. So being gentle with yourself is really important. Another thing about self-love is that it is being open and honest and confident. It is warm and caring and genuine. It's being fully in the moment and experiencing life as it happens to you. And the interesting thing is it's a lifelong commitment to accepting yourself as you are in each moment and seeking ways always to grow mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, which means we're growing from each experience that we have in life every day.
I think we tend to neglect that there is something amazing about our uniqueness, and
yes,
that embracing that is really important. So many times you see people trying way too hard to be like so-and-so,
yes,
or to take on something that maybe doesn't really fit them very well because they think in the long run it benefits them for either career purposes or in a relationship, and it's not really being authentic to who they really are.
That's right. You know, another thing that self-love is all about is unconditionally respecting yourself. We give respect to other people, and we so seldom, you know, give it to ourselves, especially when we're having feelings of being less than. And the trick is to love yourself through it, knowing that you are worthy of love, deserving of happiness. You are valuable beyond measure. And your lovability does not depend on what you've checked off your to-do list. So many people feel like they haven't accomplished something with their day if they don't have a zillion things checked off that to-do list. Or that you're worthy of self-love just because you are. You exist, therefore you are worthy and deserving of self-love. It's beautiful.
We each have an innate value, right?
That's just absolutely right. When we can learn how to love ourselves more and can truly come from a place of unconditional love, we can develop a deeper compassion for ourselves, and then it translates into a deeper compassion for those in our immediate world and also the greater world. And we can experience a deeper sense of joy from being able to extend those feelings out to the world around us. We're all connected, and all of us benefit from each of us knowing about self-love and practicing it. You think about if children were taught that in grade school, mm-hmm. all the way up, I really do believe we would solve our mental health issue.
Be a huge shift.
It would. And if you can do this, you're going to have a greater resilience when you face life's inevitable challenges, right? Mm-hmm. They come around for everybody. You're going to be less likely to experience depression, anxiety, less likely to constantly strive for perfection. And you're going to come to realize that you are already the perfect you. There's no other one, no other person can be you. You do it perfectly. And love is not a destination. It's a lifelong, everyday practice. And that's an important thing to remember. Oscar Wilde said, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. So what about, romance with yourself, right?
Yes.
Loving yourself. We may think, just how can I accomplish self-love? What am I supposed to do with that? Well, there's a book that was written back in 1992, and I know we've talked about it quite often over the years, right? It's called The Five Love Languages.
Great book.
Yeah. It was written by Gary Chapman, and in it he explains the five different ways that we can give or show love, and they are the same ways in which we prefer to receive love, right? And this book, even though it was written in 1992, it's still one of the go-tos for this topic. Everybody loves it.
Right. Relationships and love.
Right. And it talks about love in a couple relationship, but you can figure out what your children's love language is by reading this. And he also wrote another book on children and their love languages too. But it doesn't matter who, you can kind of figure out what somebody's love language is. So if you haven't read it, we recommend that you do.
Highly.
Yeah. You're going to learn about everybody in your life. So as you can imagine, we don't receive and give.
Always in the same way.
right. And we tend to give love in the same way that we would love to receive it, right? And a lot of times that doesn't really go well.
Doesn't translate.
Right. Right. I know we just talked to someone this week that said, my husband really, he's asked me to tell him that I love him more than I do. And in our family, we weren't raised that way. We didn't talk it. We showed it, right? So that's kind of, it can be frustration, a source of conflict or frustration. And the five love languages then are receiving gifts,
quality time,
physical touch,
words of affirmation,
and acts of service. A lot of people, I know some people who feel that acts of service, I keep the oil changed on your car and make sure it's gassed up, and maybe to that person, they need to hear that they're loved more. And so even though that person is doing all those things for them, they don't feel loved. It's not that that individual doesn't love them, they do. But there's just a miscommunication there.
It's not what nourishes them.
Right. So, there's any number of scenarios that you can mix and match here, right? But the point is that we need to kind of be sure of our love language. We all have a main one and a strong secondary one. There's actually a quick online test that
was kind of fun.
Yeah. And we did it just to make, we kind of knew, we all, both of us knew what our main and our secondary one was, but it was kind of a fun test to take, and the questions are kind of stupid, but they actually work, right?
You can, right?
Yeah, you can go 365tests.com, personality tests, and then what is your love language, and find out what yours is. So why would I have you take, why would we tell you to go and take this test about a couple's love language? Because when you know your love language, you have a great place to start in using that knowledge to show yourself love. No matter which one your love language is, you know, I invite you to think about ways that you could fulfill this area for yourself. For instance, if your area is physical touch, then getting a massage on a regular basis would be a great way to fulfill that for yourself. Because all of us need to be touched. Showing our affection appropriately by hugging those we love is another way to get that touch. Whichever your love language is, start creating this in your life. It's a great place for you to start. We talked about before how we spend half of our lifetime trying to figure out how to fit in when we were really created to express our unique qualities that make us different. And through our expression of those qualities, we share our gifts with the world. You know, you think about it, if all the artists, scientists, astronomers, and so on would have stayed small, where would we be? That's not a good thing. On the next segment of the show, we're going to be talking about some more things that you can do to help elicit self-love daily. For more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on the AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake Duroff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week we talk about, is Fannie Mae going private? If so, what does that mean for the real estate market? Home equity is on the decline, and why? And also, why are first-time homebuyers choosing conventional loans?
Check us out for more information. Email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
We will heal this land. We will heal.
Welcome to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Marianne Williamson wrote a thought-provoking piece that's been used around the world, and it talks about our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of the universe. You are. And your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of our universe within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in every one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So it's a wonderful thing. Think about if you love yourself enough to let go of all those fears. So liberate yourself. Let your brilliance shine. Well, we're going to talk about some other steps that we can take to love ourselves and live a life of compassion and self-love. We've talked before, Michelle, about being mindful.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about being mindful.
We do. And it's, you know, those mindfulness practices such as meditation and that type of thing, but it's also more, it encompasses being consciously mindful or knowledgeable about what you believe because you consciously chose those beliefs, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We have some classes that will help you with that too. And it also includes the rules that for yourself that you want to include. It means knowing what you want, how you feel, what you think, as well as knowing who you are and acting from that knowledge rather than acting from what others want you to believe or act or do. Or
well, and also acting consciously.
Yes.
And not being just in that mode where you just go in without thinking about things.
Autopilot.
Yes, thank
right?
you. That would be the word.
Yes. And then again, this, you know, a lot of these follow the show that we did last week on self-care. Self-care is part of self-love. And you can listen to that podcast on self-care for more details on that. But it's basically taking care of the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, exercise, nutrition, that type of thing. And then setting boundaries. That's one that's hard for a lot of people, really challenging. Mm-hmm. So it means knowing yourself well enough to know where your boundaries are in any given area. How do you feel about gossip? Do you participate in it, or is that a no? You're off limits for that. How do you want to be treated? Talk to. What will you tolerate? What won't you tolerate? These are important things. And setting firm limits, you know, so that when you say no, people know you mean no. That's a very important thing. Showing yourself love when you say no to anything that harms, depletes, or makes you feel less than, or not yourself in any way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Just, you know yourself well enough, and you're not going to tolerate any of those things. And sometimes we do it to ourselves, don't we?
Absolutely. Like, oh, I can handle it this one time, or once isn't going to hurt me, or,
right.
And then, oh, there it is a second time, maybe, or a third time.
Yeah, and that's not okay. Get back on the track.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And living with intention. Know your intentions for your life, your dreams for your life, and give yourself time to dream. And then take small steps every day that align with those dreams. And if you find, you know, something doesn't align with that, get back on the right track again. Living your life on purpose brings joy, and that's pretty amazing. Then there's one that can be a little bit more challenging too, forgiving yourself. We tend to be our own worst critic and can be so hard on ourselves. It's important to lovingly forgive yourself and show yourself that you still love yourself. It's important to know that everything, even the things that we do that we deem to be mistakes, can be used for our highest good. So be gentle with yourself in this area and just love yourself through it. And Michelle, this next one's kind of a important one too.
Stop comparing yourself to others. And I think that goes along with you know, other people's opinions don't really define your reality, right? Yeah.
It's like that book that matters, that says your opinion of me doesn't matter or whatever.
It's none of my business.
Right. And that's really an important thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always going to be people in your life who appear to have it better or doing better, and social media doesn't help that, you know, when everybody puts their best face forward and you're looking at that every day thinking like, oh, why do I have all these struggles? Everybody else seems to be managing just fine.
That's right. And it's about not comparing yourself with others, but if you need to compare, which some people have a competitive personality, think about competing with yourself. Am I a better person today than I was yesterday? How about a year ago? And that's really the only comparison you should do. See how far you've come and then celebrate it. We just don't celebrate the small victories anymore. We need to do that. Surround yourself with people that make you feel great, right? We are what and who we surround ourselves with. There's a quote that I really like by Jim Rohn, and it says, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Whoa. Think about the five people that you spend the most time with. Where does that leave you right now?
I'm a high percentage middle schooler.
Oh. Okay. And eliminate as much worry as you can. You know, in my practice, I teach a tool that's very helpful. Some find it challenging to stop worrying. They can't turn their mind off at night and they wake up and they're worrying about things constantly. So I have them actually put it on their schedule. Block off 5 to 10 minutes, write it down on your schedule and put the title worry in capital letters, right? And then you can take that time, worry about everything, and then that's all the time that you're allowed for that day. If you find yourself starting to worry again, you got to, you know, oh, I got to stop. I already did that for today. I'm done with that. Got to keep on going. There's another one that I've been recently introduced to, and it's postponing your worries till next month. You start worrying, you think, oh, that's right, I'm going to do that next month. And you do that every single day, and it just kind of puts it out there. So you kind of end up having a worry-free month, which is really cool.
I can see people in the 10-minute time frame worrying about not having enough time to worry.
This is true.
Oh, time's up.
Yep. Yeah. And then knowing and understanding that you need to love yourself enough to get help when you need it. And letting go of people, ideas, beliefs, jobs, whatever it is that no longer feels right for your life, or maybe never did. You're allowed to change your mind, right? And grow. That is the sign of growth, right? Hopefully, anyway. And we've heard of mental health days, how we need them at times, but what about self-love days? It's really important to love on yourself. Take that day. It changes everything. The next segment of the show, we're going to take a little different twist. We're going to take it from Chinese medicine, how to love yourself from the elements. It's going to be great. For more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find our podcasts on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jen of Vandalia Glassworks. Are you looking for a magical gift for the holidays? Consider the gift of art created from fire and blown to beautiful perfection. Vandalia Glassworks features stunning glass pieces that are one of a kind. Colorful, elegant vases, bowls, platters, paperweights, sculptures, tumblers, pendants, and more. Special pieces of art available for every price range. Find that special present at Vandalia Glassworks in St. Paul off the Vandalia exit north of 94. Find more at VandaliaGlassworks.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, the state budget, the high price of insulin, and a fresh push for transit dollars at the state capitol. A new report sheds light on the economic disparities among the state's different cultural groups, and we focus on upcoming NCAA tournaments in Minnesota. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950.
Expedition Journal, entry number 7. It's been a week since I entered this vast land called Big Buy Electronics in search of a digital camera. Today, I encountered several people calling themselves employees, but They only spoke of car stereos, knowing nothing of cameras. So I continued westward through endless forests of CDs and DVDs. By evening, I took refuge near some televisions to regain my bearings. I begin to wonder if this camera department is a myth. I should have heeded my colleagues and gone to National Camera. Their knowledge in customer service is the stuff of legend. But it is too late for me now. Tell my wife I love her.
Check out National Camera's stunning collection of photo gifts and cards and create keepsakes with your favorite photos. Choose from metal and canvas prints, mugs, ornaments, holiday cards, and more in-store or online at natcam.com.
The holidays are the perfect time to give and receive at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. For every $100 in gift cards purchased, also valid at Burger Moe's, receive a bonus $20 gift card for yourself. Consider the Downtowner Woodfire Grill's lovely private dining room for your holiday parties and gatherings. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list and bar, you'll be back for more. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Standard Heating knows the holidays are a time for lists. Shopping lists, guest lists, good and naughty lists. But don't forget about the most important list of all, Standard's 24-point checklist that comes with our professional furnace tune-up. During December, you can get this crucial tune-up for $25 off. Learn how you can save $25 on our furnace tune-up and all our other year-end deals today at standardheatingdeals.com/radio. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 39. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunday, sunny with a high near 37. And Monday, sunny with a high around 32. The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. It's the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Their menu is considered American Bistro with lots of delicious options, including fresh wood-fired pizza and daily seafood specials. Located at 253 West 7th Street in downtown St. Paul. More at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Wish for me, let the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the snow. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about self-love. When we first were talking about this show and the concept of self-love, I asked Michelle to try coming at this topic from the perspective of the elements in Chinese medicine. We could come at self-love through the different personality types, and yet I believe this perspective may offer us some very unique information. Michelle?
It does. So as we've been talking about, an aspect of self-love is accepting who you are in the full spectrum of life, characteristics, personalities, behaviors, and then doing the things that feed your soul and keeps you moving towards being the best version of yourself. So when we care for ourselves and tend to our own needs, we can better help others and nourish relationships where everyone gives their best, right? So in five element theory, each element has strengths and challenges. And the strengths are usually the things that we like about ourselves, that we can more easily accept and love about ourselves, while the challenges tend to sidetrack us and take us away from that time and feed our self-judgment. And then
away from center.
Yeah, we get caught up in a routine or drama or whatever it is that, you know, all of a sudden you have no time to take care of yourself or think about yourself or appreciate it. So if we take a look at those challenges and we use them towards making a step towards embracing them and using them for personal growth, they can actually propel us towards a deeper sense of self-love as we begin to work through them. So creating the awareness so that we can start to choose differently or change our perspectives or to take our stumbling blocks out of the way can help us more fully focus on the things that we do need to feed our lives and our souls. So five element theory is based on thousands of years of observational data. It holds that there are five main elements which bring the strengths and challenges, and it is with those that we learn to grow. So keep in mind that each person is a much more unique and complex assortment of these because they're usually a mixture of the elements. You usually have one to two main elements, but each element plays a role. So depending upon which one is strongest or which characteristics you have more of can really lead to those different experiences that you have and what those struggles might be. So I'm going to kind of speak in gross generalizations about each one as we move forward.
We could spend a whole day doing this. So.
Oh, yeah. Many days. It's pretty fascinating. So we'll begin with the water element. So as I said, some things are much easier to embrace about ourselves. And water people have some really cool qualities and amazing strengths that they bring with them. So hopefully if you're hearing some similarities in these descriptions, you've already embraced the beautiful qualities that you have.
And try to listen and figure out which ones you are.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll know. So water element people, they're very determined and willful. You could describe them as being ever present in their lives. They're sort of those people that are just in a state of being. They're just really good at being present, being fully here. They tend to go with the flow of the universe, and they're really enthralled with the mystery of life and uncovering the truths about oneself and others. And so they make wonderful conversationalists, and to me anyway. They're infinitely adaptable and resilient, and freedom is really important to water types. And so the greatest strength and the toughest challenge for a water person can sometimes be the same thing. And that is that they have such a depth of emotion that nobody else can really touch it. The other elements don't even get near having the strength of emotion that these people do. And so that can become overwhelming, right? So think about, I'm catching myself saying soul today. I'm actually annoying my own self. That's not good. All right. So just think about a moment in time where you've been profoundly moved by something and how that feels. You know, if it's brought tears to your eyes or if it really has stuck with you and affected your life. Mm-hmm. And then imagine every emotion feeling that intense. And then some of those emotions sometimes happening simultaneously.
Yes.
Right? That's a lot of stuff going on mm-hmm. for anyone. And water people, although they're adaptable and they're kind of used to it or get used to it over time, it can still be really, really overwhelming and kind of get you out of sorts. And so if you resonate with this, ask yourself, do you become hard on yourself when you don't feel able to cope? Because you got a lot going on inside there. That's a lot to process. And maybe you shut down, particularly with fear, because you feel so inundated with all of this. And it kind of makes you freeze up and feel a little bit paralyzed. So if water element is your true element, it comes with this deep wisdom and a connection to the mysteries of life. But that intensity can not only be a source of nourishment, but can be the challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And so knowing to summon and acknowledge your courage and your willfulness and your determination to get through these things, then you can. And embracing those parts, allow yourself the tears, be grateful for having the depth that you do, because not everybody does. And that is a really beautiful gift to bring to the world. So really try to, you don't have to necessarily suppress your fears. It can be scary to feel it, but that's also how you get through it.
Right.
And so just go back to the strengths, embrace them, know that you're going to get through whatever those challenges are, and then continue to cultivate that sense of self and spirituality, and making sure you're taking the time to do that can be really helpful. So we'll move on to the wood element, and wood is all about establishing individuality, defining your uniqueness. Wood characteristics are good at focus and planning and structures. They really like creating new things and putting it into action. They are doers. They will go, 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 do, do, do. They're very physically and mentally active. And they're resilient and not overly sensitive. And so these are the people that you might say something to them and they don't really, words aren't as piercing to them. You mm-hmm. can be very straightforward and even tactless
blunt.
Sometimes. Blunt's probably a better way to say that, because they don't really get bogged down in processing their feelings. So the challenge of that is they may seem insensitive and
cold.
Yeah. And then your bluntness to will come out as a wood personality because you just like to be straightforward. And that can hurt other people's feelings, right? Because it does come across as insensitive. And then you kind of get overwhelmed, or you don't get overwhelmed. I'm sorry. You get angry. Wood types tend to get angry. That is their main go-to emotion and their biggest challenge. And so when you're driven by this anger, you can use it two ways. Anger can turn into passion, right? And you can use it in a way to motivate you in certain ways to exercise harder, to put more into your career, to, you know, drive yourself in certain ways. But you can also use anger to be hurtful and to yourself and to others. And so wood type personalities need to be careful about where they're directing that anger and taking time to prioritize your needs so that the doing doesn't get in the way of the being sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right. Fire. Oh, you fire elements. You're all about living life to the fullest, experiencing everything, the adrenaline rushes. You're adaptable, but you go and you never shut down, and you can kind of burn yourself out in this way. So it's really a cool thing to embrace life and to really appreciate and enjoy every moment. And in return, you bring that joy to other people. You bring that life to other people that might not normally see the excitement and the fun in things. And so that's a really wonderful thing. However, in order to have all these really great experiences like this, you have to emotionally be open to experience the joy, experience the happiness. You have to have a really open heart to have that, because the people that don't have a little bit more of a protective quality around that heart, right? Mm-hmm. So it's also a little bit easier for fire people to get hurt and then shut down, because they feel that they've been betrayed by their own emotions.
Okay.
Right? And so to understand that in order to feel fully, sometimes you're going to feel hurt. Mm-hmm. And to
one of the emotions, right?
Exactly. And so loving yourself even though you're feeling hurt, knowing that you can get back out of this, you are uplifting, you are loved, and bringing that love to yourself and not expecting someone else to spark it in you. You know, it's like you're constantly seeking external experiences, and you don't take enough time to sit with those internal ones.
Yeah.
Yep. And which are just as vital and just as important.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. All right. Earth types, you're all about giving and receiving affection and attention. You're the nurturers, the motherers.
Earth, right?
Yes. You embrace the importance of connection, grounding, and really just when you think about being mothered and nurtured, right, it's that really loving and comforting feeling. Mm-hmm. And so you really need full connection in relationships with people to feel satisfied, and that includes yourself. And the problem with earth types, and I'm sorry for using the word problem, but the challenge with earth types is that you tend to take care of everybody else at the detriment of taking care of yourself. And then you look to others. Yes. Because you give, and you're like, why aren't you giving back to me like I give to you? Sort of like the love language, right?
Burnout here.
Yes, not realizing that you are your greatest source of giving to yourself. Mm-hmm. And nurturing yourself. And so being able to turn that around and utilizing those great strengths that you have to care for yourself, to give that back, to know that you are that most important person on your list.
Absolutely.
Right? So earth people really need to keep that in mind.
Going back to that, you are the most important relationship you will ever have.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then the final element is, to me, the most complex, and that is metal. And metal people, they're a dichotomy. They are an enigma. They're all the opposites. Like if there is a spectrum, they are both ends of the spectrum at the same time, happening simultaneously,
consistently,
without integrating those things, right? So they can be extravagant but simple. They can be active at the same time as being really still inside, right? However, mentally, they're usually pretty active, so they can be still outside and be mentally really active as well. So their strength is to refine things. Metal personalities tend to be perfectionists, and they strive to create that in everything around them.
That can be challenging.
Yeah.
Very challenging.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, though.
Right. We're going to catch up on with this when we come back and give you some more tips on how to love yourself. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on the AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Total Dog Company is the destination dog food and gear store on the west side of the Twin Cities with easy access off of 169. We have a growing group of loyal customers and increasing numbers of referrals from dog professionals and dog parents because we carry quality products, give sound advice, and are easy to do business with. Total Dog Company keeps up on the latest developments in dog nutrition and products. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
Wish for me like the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand, and the snow. The life gives us a call on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. In the last segment, we were talking about the elements in Chinese medicine and how they encourage us in new ways to love ourselves. And we have one that we haven't quite finished yet, and that is the element of metal.
Correct. And again, I have so much to say. I feel like it's kind of all just coming out in a big blob. So metal, I just mentioned that they're perfectionists. And one of the reasons this is because they are the people that are the most sensitive to the environment. They receive every stimulus coming in. Everything in the world is made up of a vibration. That's physics. And they can feel all those vibrations happening simultaneously, whether it's in spoken word, it's something going on in the environment, the water's running, you know, there's all these things happening. They're taking it all in at one time. And so it can become very overwhelming to them. And so they need a lot of downtime. They need a lot of space to themselves. They are slower processors. So they're not necessarily against change, but it takes them a while to process the change and become more comfortable with
it. Are you a metal?
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. Again, there's just so much to say. Metal people, they can almost be chameleon-like. Like, if they see how someone's feeling, they can adjust to mm-hmm. be the person that other person needs to be.
Right.
It can be very taxing, though. And so what they try to do in this perfectionistic tendencies is they try to control the environment to keep it in balance, because that makes them feel safe. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be... these are the most highly self-critical people of all the elements. It doesn't matter. You could tell them, you know, I don't appreciate how you do this. And it matters, but here's what's going on. They are berating and probably degrading themselves 10 million times more harshly than whatever you could say to them. And this is really the biggest challenge for them, is being gentle with themselves, as we've talked about before, in self-love, not getting caught up in listening to that negative voice all the time, mm-hmm. and trying to focus more on those positive things. And metal personalities can be pretty challenging because it's much more in depth than we're actually talking about here, right? But it is really that...
No.
really understanding that sometimes letting go serves your highest purpose, even
Absolutely.
When you want to hold on to something and you want it to be just so, learning to let go will be your greatest gift to yourself.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go into some things that you can do every day that will help you to love yourself. One of the things that gets your day going right is starting each day with positive affirmations and intentions for your day. These can be as short or as elaborate as you'd like. State what you desire in a positive way twice a day, and then just let it go with no attachment to the how this is going to happen, not wanting to control exactly what it's going to look like.
Metal people, are you listening?
Yeah, that's right. And then let yourself feel the emotion behind what you want, because it's the emotions that create. Let it go. We've talked about eating healthy and drinking healthy. Not, you know what I'm saying, water, lots of water. No, right? Don't say, well, she said I could drink.
One glass of wine a day.
Yeah. And practice not believing everything that you think. Let go of that inner critic. End all toxic relationships, period. End of story.
Exclamation mark.
Right. Celebrate every win or gain, just even the small ones. Make life a celebration. Try doing something new and let yourself thoroughly enjoy it. Look for the beauty all around you and in you. Embrace your uniqueness. Take the time to calm your mind every day and breathe. Follow your passions. If you don't know what they are, find out. And if you need help with this, there is help out there. Life coaches are a big help in this area. I'm one. Thank you. Persistent, consistent choices for self-love each day make it a habit, right? And those habits then continue for the rest of your lifetime. Unplug. Give yourself the gift of time. Think about all of the wonderful things that are going on in your life right now. Let go of the need for approval from others. Be your own cheerleader. And remember, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the whole world, and there's still going to be somebody out there who doesn't like peaches, right? Love yourself enough to unabashedly let yourself be creative, not worrying about whether it's going to be good enough. Write, paint, sculpt, draw, learn to play an instrument, remembering that there are no right ways to be creative. And everyone has to start somewhere. You do not start being a master. You got to go through the, you know.
It's amazing the enjoyment you can find just in doing so, even if you're not great at it, or
right.
you know, what you want to be at it. At
and first. You might find something you want to have as a new hobby.
Right.
It's wonderful. Let go of old past traumas and wounds. I know it's challenging and you may need help for this, but love yourself enough to do this huge thing for yourself. The therapy that I do, interpersonal guided imagery, is a wonderful venue for this type of healing work. Find your happy place. Find that place that feeds your soul and make sure you go there regularly. This one is so important. Keep an appreciation file filled with things that others have written and given to you that let you know how much they appreciate you being in their life or love you. And read this thing. Read this. Go through this file whenever you feel depressed or that you just need a boost of self-love. And when you are feeling really good, on top of the world, make a list of your best qualities about what you love about yourself. Clean up your self-talk. Make sure that it's positive and loving. And have fun. Remember what used to bring you happiness and do more of that. It could be playing more music when you're, you know, working, goofing around, whatever. It could be skiing. Yeah, not this person, but whatever it is that you love, do more of it. And let go of shame and self-criticism. That's really an important piece to all of this, too. We wanted to quickly let you know about some classes, too, that we have coming up. One is called The Gift of a Year. And that is, it meets once a month for a year. The first class that I did that with, they wanted more, so we met twice a year, or twice a month for a year. And it's all about helping you to live the best life that you can. All of the things that we teach are contained in that year-long class. It's quite amazing.
Right, it's pretty fabulous.
Yes. And then there's another one, Promises to Keep, that talk about four promises or agreements that you make with yourself that are life-changing. Very important. And another one is
Living Authentically, living from your authentic self.
Right. So learning about really who you are, living without shame, bringing out the very best in you. It's really an important piece here. We hope that today you have learned some important skills that will help you to love yourself more deeply, more honestly and authentically. Thank you so much for being with us today in Awakened Living Infusion Radio. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can also find our shows as podcasts on our website, AM950s, iTunes, and more. Join us next Saturday as we tackle the subject of isolation, what that looks like, feels like, and ways to break free from its immobilizing grip. We're going to talk about how to help others if you know of other people who are in that grip of isolation. You've been listening to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.